Presidential candidate Bob Dole was on the campaign trail today in Tennessee, issuing his harshest assessment yet of President Clinton's foreign policy, a day after the Middle East summit adjourned at the White House. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold is traveling with the Dole campaign and has this report.
Several times in the course of this campaign, Bob Dole has avoided second-guessing or criticizing the president so as not to undermine U.S. foreign policy. But 4.5 weeks from Election Day, Dole and his advisors have apparently decided it is well worth the risk of being called opportunistic for injecting politics into foreign affairs. Dole unleashed line after line, loaded with scorn for President Clinton's actions in the international arena. He began by setting the immediate violence in the Middle East aside to focus instead on Clinton's overall record, which he says has been rudderless and illusory. Eyebrows raised over the opening line, but Dole was just warming up.
In the last 3 years, you and I have seen a series of photo opportunities and treaty signings and staged handshakes and even military theatrics, all designed to create the impression of foreign policy progress. And I want to talk about the reality behind these images. And let's face it, if President Bush had any strength, it was in foreign policy. So the fact is that President Clinton inherited a strong, secure country at peace. And nearly 4 years later, our friends no longer respect us and our enemies no longer fear us.
What followed was Dole's version of what he called Clinton's string of failures, beginning with Iraq. With a twist on President Reagan's famous campaign line, Dole said there should be no doubt that Saddam Hussein is better off than he was 4 years ago. He accused the president most recently of firing too many missiles at an insignificant target and of having overlooked Iraq's obstruction of UN weapons inspectors and neglecting the anti-Hussein coalition. American prestige in the region, he said, is at a low ebb, and he laid the blame squarely on Clinton's shoulders. He said the same of recent tensions in North Korea, Northern Ireland, Cuba, Haiti, and Mogadishu. On Bosnia, Dole was especially cutting, citing Clinton's tough talk about bombing when he was a candidate, which he contrasted with Clinton's decision as president not to lift the arms embargo on the Bosnian Muslims.
It's painful to recall, but this is how President Clinton has squandered American power. First, Clinton administration neglect or indecision results in some of the crisis. Their idle threats followed by concessions made to get the issue out of the headlines as quickly as possible, get it off the front page. And finally, declare victory, no matter how obvious the failure. Now, this is not foreign relations, this is public relations.
I would approach foreign policy differently, Dole said, offering only general goals such as a stronger defense and the restoration of America's power and credibility in every region. White House Press Secretary Mike McCurry said today he hopes Dole makes the same arguments during Sunday's debate so the president can reply. And he said that judging by the speech, Dole and his advisors have a very gloomy perspective on the world. On the Middle East, Dole may be as guilty as he suggests the president is of political opportunism. He's now positioned as a staunch protector of Israel, but is remembered by many American Jews as the leader who proposed cutting aid to Israel in 1990 by 5%, and who accused Jewish leaders of selfishness.
Now, I was disappointed that President Clinton's statement did not include an unequivocal condemnation of the recent violence. And frankly, it may be unclear to some what the president expected out of such a meeting. And some have suggested that I've seen that it may have had his mind on November 5th.
Clearly, with his harshest critique of the president yet, Dole has his mind on November 5th as well. When it came to offering his own assessment of the present situation and what he as president would do about the violence in the Middle East, Dole retreated.
What will happen? They'll meet again on Sunday. Will they succeed? Oh, maybe in some degrees, but it's going to be a long, difficult process. And it seems to me that all we can do is hope that it's going to be a peaceful process and that they'll get it worked out eventually.
The Tennessee business leaders in the audience hadn't expected a foreign policy speech, but they applauded respectfully. The tone of Dole's remarks appeared to wake a few of them up during the luncheon. That's Dole's intent. As he closed, he said he'd heard that only 27% of Americans were focused on the election. I find that encouraging, he said, thinking of all those yet to be won over. I'm Elizabeth Arnold, reporting.